We'll finish things off with You Can't Be Serious here in just a little bit. Just taking care of some housekeeping items here. K-State women in action tonight against Oklahoma, number 17, Oklahoma. You can hear it here on News Radio KMAN, or you can head out to Bramlage and hear our own Mitch Fortner behind the mic. Mitch, there was actually a women's bracketology update today. Did you see that?
I've not seen it yet.
K-State, Charlie Cream has K-State as a 6th seed.
Oh, so they got bumped up.
They did
okay.
get bumped up.
Good.
A 6th seed in the Tallahassee, Florida regional. So obviously Florida State being the host there.
Oh,
as
interesting.
As the 3 seed on the other side of the bracket. Oh, what? Letty Romero?
Yeah, Letty.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
K-State projected to play Arkansas Little Rock. The 11 seed in the the first round. Oh, okay. All right, lock it up.
Well, you know, Arkansas Little Rock, that team, they've been kind of spotty at times. Three-point shooting is okay, but free throw shooting could be better in their defense. They like to play zone. I'm just completely BSing everybody. I know nothing about Arkansas Little Rock.
Well, you sold it pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, the Big 12 has typically been the strongest conference in women's basketball. Only 5 Big 12 teams projected in the field right now. Kind of surprising.
Well, that's because the Big 12 is basically...
It's top-heavy.
It's, yes. Oh, absolutely, because Baylor and Texas, they're 1-2, very close, and Baylor beat Texas last night, so they're probably going to win the regular season title.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma is a step below with 3 conference losses. I mean, if they got really lucky, they could get into second place. And then K-State is below
K-State,
Oklahoma by a few games.
Yeah, K-State is in a weird position. They're in 4th place, and they are 3 games below 3rd place,
right,
and 3 games above, yes, 5th place. It's weird to have that big of a
gap.
The
bottom half of the Big 12, yeah. It's definitely, there's a huge gap in between.
So Iowa State is kind of the Big 12's lone real bubble team right now. They're like in the first 4 out or something like that, but that's an update on women's bracketology. As for K-State baseball, great start to the season for the Batcats over the weekend in Kissimmee, Florida. They lost their first game to Ohio State 6-3, but then only allowed 6 runs over their next 3 games, a 5-4 win over Pittsburgh, 7-0 win over Delaware, and 3-2 win for revenge over Ohio State. They got some heroic performances in the late innings of those games. And how about this? I saw this from the K-State baseball Twitter account at K-State BSB. They tweeted out that in 2016, K-State was only 3-10 in one-run games. They're already 2-0 this year. So they had 3 wins in those scenarios last year, already 2 this year, which is pretty cool. This one is even more amazing. When K-State was tied or trailing after the 7th inning last year, they were 2-26. This year, they are 2-1.
Mm-hmm. Good start. Yeah.
Solid start.
Absolutely. It happened. I mean, K-State showed some momentum late in the game against Ohio State on Friday. You get to the doubleheader on Saturday. K-State looked doomed in the 9th inning. They looked like they were going to lose the Pit by 1. And then Steve Cerratore, my man, a 2-run blast to take the lead and beat Pitt. And then that, in my opinion, just catapulted K-State through the rest of that weekend with the blowout win over Delaware, double-digit hits. They're feeling good. And then they get the revenge over Ohio State. I mean, you couldn't have... Which, by the way, coming up this weekend, they will start Thursday against one of the top teams in the country, South Carolina, on their home field. I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of fans there. It's going to be a great environment. I mean, the Cats, they have some good momentum, some very positive momentum heading into Thursday, and I can't wait to get to call that game.
Well, again, I wish that they were here playing at Toynton now because the weather is so great. They have that midweek game against South Carolina, and then by the time they actually play some home games, who knows what the weather is going to be like at that point.
Well, as far as we could really look with weather, I mean, a week from now, they're saying a high of 64. So,
okay.
I mean, maybe a little chilly, but it's still,
I can remember a few years ago,
it was very cold by the time K-State played their first game.
Yeah. K-State also, by the way, when they visit South Carolina, they will go ahead and at that same – or in Lexington, South Carolina, not in Columbia, but they'll hang around the state of South Carolina and play St. John's and Liberty.
Couple with Liberty.
Two against Liberty, excuse me. So they will get some more games down in South Carolina as well. We are going to be sending you out to have K-State women's basketball coverage here on News Radio KMAN. That tip-off is set for 7 o'clock at Bramlage Coliseum. Also, the MHS boys and girls basketball team's rivalry game tonight at Junction City. John Kurtz is on location in Junction City, and you'll be able to hear those games on newsradiokman.com as well. We are going to head to our final break here on The Game. When we come back, it's You Can't Be Serious. I know Mitch is going to be stepping out, headed over to Bramlage for his mic duties tonight with K-State women's basketball. So Grant Flanders will step in. I'm sure he'll have something good for You Can't Be Serious. That's coming up next on The Game.